Iowans were building bomb shelters when the leader of the communist world dropped in for a visit, a global news story covered by CBS.
This is the voice of Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev, a voice which became familiar to Americans in the fall of 1959 when he and his family spent 13 days touring the United States. In this angry speech, Khrushchev is saying the alternative to his disarmament plan is war.
Des Moines residents waved as the Khrushchev motorcade took the Soviet leader to Coon Rapids to see the Garst farm. At the cattle lot, Roswell Garst had to corral hundreds of reporters.
Now you fellas, wait a minute. I cannot let you in the cattle lot because if I let you in the cattle lot, we wouldn't have any cattle.
It was right in the heart of the Cold War, and here we had a man in Iowa named Roswell Garst who thought we had some common ground with the Soviets, especially in terms of agriculture.
Mary Bennett, with the State Historical Society in Iowa City, found herself reflecting on that day a few months ago when a package arrived at her special collections office.
Well, this is a set of record albums. If you could see this in person, you'd see that it's covered in sort of a green velveteen, and it has a blue binding, but right smack dab in the middle is a Russian flag with a hammer and sickle on a red field and a shaft of wheat.
Premier Khrushchev had presented then-Governor Herschel Lovelace and his wife with the gift of music, a set of 20 record albums. Former First Lady Amelia Lovelace, now living in Virginia, has donated the collection to Iowa.
They're still in their original case. They're in mint condition. They're just being slid out of these sleeves for the first time. And as we slide out each of these 78 records, we'd find out, although we cannot read it because it's in Russian, that it's mostly things like classical music or the national Russian or Soviet chorus of that era. Immediately you time travel when you hear this music because of the qualities and the culture, the folk art that's reflected in the sound recordings here. We've had one record out to play on our turntable here, but I think really this is an unveiling to all Iowans when you play this music today.
After Khrushchev presented the gift, and 16 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, the music plays in Iowa. For Iowa Public Radio, I'm Rick Fredrickson.